Details and names have now been released in the deadly crash in Sharp County on Tuesday. According to the Arkansas State Police, two people died in the four-vehicle crash Tuesday morning on Highway 63, 412 at the Sharp and Lawrence County line. Troopers say that 30-year-old Kyle Robert Simmons of Hoxie and 30-year-old Anna Marie Swearinger of Rome, Georgia, both were killed. 41-year-old Stanley Celestine from Marietta, Georgia, and 58-year-old William George McAllister from Memphis, Tennessee, were both injured when Simmons crossed the center line and hit the mirror of a Jeep driven by an unnamed driver, then hit the vehicle that Celestine was driving. McAllister's vehicle then hit the vehicle that Simmons was driving. The accident happened around 6:30 on Tuesday morning. An Ozark County man is charged with making threats to an election official in Arizona. The U.S. Department of Justice said on Wednesday it has charged a Missouri man for leaving threatening voicemails for an election official in Arizona, marking the sixth federal criminal case brought so far to combat the rising tide of threats against local election officials. 50-year-old Walter Lee Hornstra of Tecumseh was charged in an indictment handed down on Tuesday with one count of communicating an interstate commerce threat and a second count of making a threatening phone call. If convicted on both counts, Hornstra could face up to 7 years in prison. The search for a man reported missing on the Black River in Lawrence County has now entered its fifth day. The 21-year-old reportedly fell from a moving boat on Saturday. The incident happened near Coffee Access in Lynn. ECNN will continue to follow the story and update you as information becomes available. A West Plains man suffered serious injuries in a UTV accident last night west of West Plains. The Highway Patrol reports that 20-year-old Cameron Cruz was injured when the UTV driven by 23-year-old Brandon Thick of West Plains traveled off the road and overturned. Cruz was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The accident happened on County Road 89, 43 miles west of West Plains, around 5:30 last night. A Cave City man has been arrested after fleeing from police on a motorcycle. 45-year-old Martin Lee Pizanowski ran from police after they ran his license plate and found it had expired in 2014 and did not match the motorcycle. The chase reached speeds up to 85 miles per hour. Pizanowski had active warrants for his arrest at the time. He's charged with possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, fleeing in a vehicle, and resisting arrest. He's also charged as an habitual offender. His bond was set at $10,000. A Ripley County man has been arrested on several charges. The Missouri Highway Patrol arrested 26-year-old Christopher Duffy of Fair Dealing Wednesday evening. Duffy was arrested on a Donovan PD warrant for felony possession of amphetamine, a Clay County, Arkansas warrant for felony probation violation, and on parole charges for possession of a controlled substance, meth, possession of less than 10 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Ripley County Jail. A woman from Ellington was injured in a UTV accident last night west of Ellington. The Highway Patrol reports that 33-year-old Daniel Desjardins suffered serious injuries when she lost control of the Polaris Razor she was driving and overturned. She was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Hospital. The accident happened on County Road 762, 1 mile west of Ellington. A two-vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon in Howe County left a woman from Osage Beach with moderate injuries. The Highway Patrol says that 44-year-old Kelly Hendrich suffered moderate injuries when a car driven by 48-year-old Mark Hendrich swerved to miss another vehicle and went into the path of a Freightliner truck driven by 45-year-old Jeremy Berry of Powhatan, Arkansas. Kelly Hendrich was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 1 mile south of West Plains. A public meeting has been set for September 13th in the theater of the West Plains Civic Center to discuss a proposed 375-mile-long scenic byway that runs from U.S. Highway 160 from Alton through West Plains and through 11 counties, including Howell, Oregon, Ozark, Shannon, Reynolds, Iron, Taney, St. Louis, Jefferson, Franklin, and Washington counties. The application for the scenic byways requires 100% local government approval before it can be taken to the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission for approval and official designation. The meeting on September 13th begins at 6 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center. Congratulations to Mammoth Spring High School band teacher John May. May. He has been invited to play in the 2023 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. May's trip to the parade is estimated to cost around $3,000, and a GoFundMe page has been set up to help with expenses. Again, congratulations goes out to Mammoth Spring High School Band Director John May.